Penny for Your Thoughts, a Supergirl story, written by E. Kingston and read by the 24th Key as the narrator.
Noni as Kara.
Wilfriede 0815 as Lena.
And Pizzina as Alex.
Pairing, Kara Danvers, Lena Lufa. Summary, in which Kara and Alex run a restaurant and Lena finds herself peckish for more than just Italian food.
I'm telling you, Alex, it's her!
At 3 p.m. on a Tuesday, their restaurant is characteristically dead, save for the one lone customer Kara is spying on from behind the kitchen doors. The woman is perched, a little perilously, on a bar stool at the counter. It's the one that's closest to their register, the one with the wobbly leg that Alex keeps telling Kara to fix. One of her red-soled heels is dangling from an impatiently bouncing left foot.
This is the fourth time this week she's come in here,
Kara says.
Don't you think that's just a little bit suspicious?
Alex shrugs, fully committed to her task of mincing onions.
Maybe she's just a big fan of Italian food?
No way,
Kara says.
No woman who looks like that would put something in her mouth that wasn't clearly marked gluten-free and vegan. Give me your phone.
Alex rolls her eyes dramatically as she elbows it over.
Tell me again how you're totally over Siobhan.
Oral sex isn't a moral issue.
Kara takes a decisive breath while she unlocks her sister's phone with practiced ease.
Whatever. Water under the bridge.
Uh-huh.
A love for pasta also doesn't explain why I heard this woman answer a call yesterday with a different name than the one that's on her credit card.
Kara points out, before snapping a quick picture through the porthole window.
Okay, now you're being creepy.
Alex says.
Shut up!
Kara tells her.
I'm texting Wynn.
Kara eyes the woman at the counter while she waits for his reply. The subject of her suspicion, Lena, she called herself on the phone, Tress Mercer, it had said on her MasterCard, twists a soft-looking lock of dark hair around her finger as she studies their menu. The way the sunlight sets it ablaze almost makes Kara take a second picture. Purely for its artistic merit. Alex dabs at her onion-induced tears with the cuff of her sleeve.
Let it go, Kara,
she sighs.
Let it go! Let it...
Kara whirls back to face her, throwing her hands up in frustration.
Do you want the tower to end up like Wynn and James Steakhouse? Or are you fine with getting swindled by this villain?
Of course not.
Alex looks at her like she's stupid.
But even if this woman is your so-called food influencer, what do you suggest we do about it? It's not as if we could bully her into giving us a fair review.
Kara squares her jaw and sets her fists firmly on her hips.
No,
she declares, her tone grim.
But we can teach her a little about journalistic integrity.
She blows at a lock of hair that's fallen in her face.
And also, possibly, credit card fraud.
Alex narrows her eyes at her.
Kara,
she warns, putting down her knife. Her voice is low and cautious, as if she's talking to the rowdy raccoon that moved into their dumpster 3 weeks ago, instead of to her baby sister.
Let's just take a breath and think about this for a moment.
Kara is already gone, the doors to the kitchen swinging closed behind her. Sliding into the cluttered space behind the counter, she crosses her arms and then drops her elbows on the bar, leaning what she belatedly realizes is probably a little too close to her adversary. She's close enough to make out the individual downy hairs on her chin and the lines in her painted lips, which are still pursed thoughtfully in what Kara is sure would look like an attractive pout to someone who didn't know any better. But Kara knows so much better.
Let me guess,
she remembers to get out. Much less biting than originally intended.
Today, you'll be having the fifth entree down the list?
As soon as her eyes meet over the minuscule amount of space left between them, Kara knows leaning in was a fatal mistake. Her nemesis blinks up at her with wide, startled eyes that remind Kara of the glass pebbles she finds on the beach on her morning walks. Not quite blue and not quite green. And for a moment, Kara's brain sputters out, as if someone abruptly turned off the flames that kept it cooking. But the woman recovers fast, like the scheming scoundrel that she is. She guiltily shutters her eyes behind thick, charcoal lashes, and Kara's temper revives at the observation that her enemy isn't as good of an actress as she thinks she is.
I've actually been thinking of breaking my own rule,
she says, with a smile that lands somewhere between self-deprecating and apologetic.
I may give in and order the same thing you served me yesterday.
Kara goes hot all over with righteous indignation at the rich timbre of the woman's voice. The almost flirtatious lilt it takes on when she adds,
I haven't been able to stop dreaming about it.
Kara pulls back a little in an effort to escape that curious gaze. The enticing scent of the woman's perfume. It's sweet enough to drown out even Alex's mountain of onions.
I know what you're doing,
she blusters. The frankly unfairly beautiful, soulless grifter stares at her, stricken.
I'm sorry.
You should be,
Kara says.
I know who you are.
And then, as if she's putting down the last card in a game of Uno,
Lena?
The woman goes very still for a moment, and then the corners of her lips tuck down in a bitter semblance of a smile.
I see,
she says. She's rigid, regal. She's royalty, perched on a wobbly wooden stool.
And am I to assume that's enough for you to turn down my patronage?
Kara's resolve wobbles, too. She hadn't expected her adversary, Lena, she now knows, to roll over so easily.
Well, yeah, obviously,
she flusters, her energy suddenly too large and lumbering in the face of Lena's deference.
Wynne and James are family.
Family.
There's a flicker of wistfulness in Lena's voice, before confusion colors her features.
So, the cold shoulder,
she says.
It's personal?
Kara scoffs. The fraudster doesn't even remember the names of her latest victims. Typical.
It was their steakhouse that you razed to the ground last month,
Kara reminds her. Lena blinks at her.
The establishment just up the road?
She raises a critical eyebrow.
I'm pretty sure they set themselves up for failure when they decided to name the restaurant's Mistake.
Kara huffs. Her air quotes are appropriately vicious when she says,
they were doing just fine before your slanderous review went viral.
Lena does a remarkably convincing impression of someone who is genuinely flabbergasted.
I don't even know what that means.
Liar.
Lena's shocked laughter is bright but brief. It's the first time Kara has heard her laugh. It's maddeningly attractive and deeply annoying.
Okay,
Lena says. She folds her arms in front of her chest and leans back a little in her seat, unaware of its delicate disposition. A smirk tugs at one corner of her mouth.
Tell me,
she says, her eyes narrowing.
Who do you think I am, exactly?
Kara leans in close again, refusing to allow Lena to get the upper hand. She'd like to wipe that smirk from Lena's face, manually, if need be, preferably even, if it means she'd get to smudge that infuriatingly immaculate lipstick with her thumb.
You,
Kara charges, in an effort to drown out that unhelpful thought.
Are a fraud. You call yourself a mystery food critic on TikTok, but you are blackmailing businesses into buying a favorable review.
Hey,
Alex has followed her out of the kitchen, holding her phone.
So Wynne texted back, and he says...
But Lena laughs again, her guarded posture melting down to unmistakable relief.
I'm so sorry,
she says, her voice a high wobble.
That sounds awful. And also extremely illegal. Have you reported this person to the authorities? I can get you in touch with an excellent lawyer if you'd like.
Kara doesn't know if she feels more outraged or confused. Or possibly some secret third thing.
So you're telling me...
Kara barks out a disbelieving laugh.
You're saying you're not her?
This, tic-tac person?
When Lena's dark lashes flutter, something in Kara's chest flutters too.
No.
Impossible.
Then why have you been in here every day this week?
Kara interrogates, the full force of evidence she's collected behind it.
When neither one of us has seen you here even once since we opened.
Alex rolls her eyes.
I told you I wasn't sure whether I'd seen her here before.
She points out.
Also, Wynne says...
Oh, please.
Kara scoffs, her eyes fixed on Lena, who has propped her elbows on the counter again. Closer now than she'd been the last time their eyes met.
As if you could forget a woman as beautiful as...
Kara's gaze drops to Lena's mouth, unbidden, when Lena parts those rude, ruby lips.
You.
Alex stares. Kara swallows. Lena blinks, two times fast, and then again, after a beat. Slow and sticky, her eyes darkening.
So, you may as well come out with it.
Kara croaks out what little remains of her anger.
There's something you want more than our fettuccine.
Lena's cheeks have turned a treacherously charming shade of pink.
I suppose you're right about that one, at least.
She admits after a beat. In Kara's peripheral vision, Alex frantically slides her hand across her throat. Kara frowns at her, telegraphing a wordless, "What is your problem?" but finding no satisfactory answer in the crimson shade her sister's face has taken on.
Yeah, well...
she says, almost disappointed, fumbling to fill the space left by Lena's confession.
I'm telling you right now that it's never going to happen.
Alex clears her throat with startling force.
Wynne wants to know,
she says, reading from her phone.
Who's the hot chick?
When Kara returns her gaze to the woman on the other side of the counter, she gulps. Lena is somehow even closer than she was before. She's also fully propping herself up now on the laminate surface between them, granting Kara a glimpse of freckled cleavage that in no possible universe could be interpreted as unintentional.
So,
Lena draws.
What you're saying is you're not going to give me your number?
Kara's throat is suddenly very dry.
Huh?
She manages, but only just barely.
I was hoping.
Lena says slowly, that maddening smirk once again tugging at the corner of her mouth.
That you'd maybe like to...
Lena shifts in her seat, in what is bound to become a devastatingly seductive pose. But the barstool decides in exactly that moment that it's finally had enough. Lena yelps as it gives out beneath her with a dramatic snap, one of its rickety limbs flying across the floor as if celebrating its first taste of freedom. And Kara's never considered herself to be very quick, but here she is anyway, on the other side of the counter in what feels like less than a second, one hand gripping Lena's forearm, the other slipping smoothly around her waist.
Fuck!
Lena gasps up at her. She feels good in Kara's hands. Slight, but pleasantly heavy. Like the Santoku knife Alex has forbidden Kara from touching ever again.
Well?
Lena says.
That's perhaps not the way I would have phrased it, especially in front of your friend.
They both glance over at Alex, but she's disappeared. The swaying of the kitchen doors the only indication she was ever there.
Okay.
Kara says. Lena grins.
Okay.
Kara mentally rewinds the conversation and feels her ears burn at the realization of what she just agreed to.
I mean...
she amends.
We could maybe grab something to eat first?
Something devious sparks in Lena's terrifyingly gorgeous face. She glances down at Kara's arms before blinking back up at her again and smirking.
I thought you already had.
And goodness gracious. Kara is about to be in so much trouble.
The end.
Magical hour!
That was great.
Thanks for reading the narration, because with this one it's very...
Yes.
It's tough to get through.
Yeah.
Does everyone know who they are?
Yes.
Oral sex isn't a moral issue.
But we can teach her a little about journalistic integrity. And also, possibly, credit card fraud.
And then, as if she's putting down the last card. And then, as if she's putting down the last card in a game of Uno.
Lena?
She'd like to wipe that smirk from Lena's face. Manually, if need be. Preferably, even, if it means she'd get to smudge that infuriatingly immaculate lipstick with her thumb. Kara doesn't know if she feels more outraged or confused. Or possibly some secret third thing.
So you're telling me...
Kara barks out.
Sorry.
Okay. The secret thing. I feel like that might be important.
This tic-tac person?
Perfect.
Kara's gaze drops to Lena's mouth, unbidden, when Lena parts.
So gay!
Okay. When Lena parts those rude, ruby lips.
So, you may as well come out with it. There's something you want more than our fettuccine.
What a fucking line.
I mean, she's right.
She's right.
She's also fully propping herself up now on the laminate surface between them, granting Kara a glimpse of freckled cleavage that... It's okay. Kara's throat is suddenly very dry.
Huh?
She manages.
That's cute.
Lena shifts in her seat, crossing her legs in what is bound to become a devastatingly seductive pose.
Yeah, I was considering if I should make a noise there, like falling off the floor.
Shall I drop something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a water bottle. there's a shoe here. Let me try the shoe.
Yes.
But the barstool decides in exactly that moment that it's finally had enough.
We could knock over a chair.
Let's not destroy the hotel. Okay.
Sorry. The shoe just felt insufficient for what actually happens on.
When is editing, you can do some soundscaping.
Yeah. I'll have your own chairs at home.
Yeah.
Okay. Incoming.
One of its rickety limbs flying across the floor as if celebrating its first taste.
Perhaps not the way I would have phrased it, especially in front of your friend. Oh, the fuck.
Yeah, that's that.
Because that you'd maybe like to fuck. So.
Oh, is that
okay?
We just took a long time to get there.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Okay.
The end.